Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 2nd of November, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Canada and Britain issue a joint summons calling on Mark Zuckerberg to appear before a special joint parliamentary committee in London on November the 27th, as it represents the first such joint hearing. Both countries want to discuss a range of issues at Facebook, including data protection and disinformation campaigns. If he accepts, Zuckerberg will face representatives from Britain's Digital, Culture, Media and Sport Committee and the Canadian Standing Committee on Access to Information, Privacy and Ethics. The Google Home Hub can reportedly be hacked and even bricked with a single line of code. Add a few more lines of code and users can force all devices on the target's network to forget their Wi-Fi credentials, pushing users back into the device setup process. The TechCrunch breaks down the implication and adds further details. Eurostar has reset its customers' login passwords after detecting attempts to break into an unspecified number of accounts. The rail service said it had notified those whose accounts had been targeted. Other passengers will be told they have been blocked the next time they try to log in and will be asked to reset their details. The firm declined to say whether any of the hack attacks were successful but said payment details were not affected. Trials for AI lie detection at border patrol checkpoints are set to begin soon in the EU. The program called iBorder Control will run for 6 months at 4 border crossing points in Hungary, Latvia and Greece, with countries outside the European Union. iBorder Control is an EU-funded project that uses AI in order to facilitate faster border crossings for travelers. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.